setting. It's more like Duracell. But anyway, this is K9 PGC, and do have some information for you. Maybe I'll try to make up for lost time today. But anyway, as produced, advertised, and put out today, the Farmer's Almanac forecast an old-fashioned cold and wet winter for much of the United States this year. Millions of Americans from the Pacific Northwest to New England are expected to experience frigid temperatures with significant cold snaps predicted for mid-January and mid-February. Frequent and heavy snowstorms are also anticipated in regions including New England, the Great Lakes, Ohio Valley, northern central U.S., and Pacific Northwest Mountains. And let's see, what else do they also say on that beautiful subject? The Mid-Atlantic, Texas, South Plains, and Southeast are also set for wet conditions, with some areas experiencing cold snaps or freezing precipitation. And I mispronounced that on purpose. And winter effects, including snow and cold, expected to linger in March and April for New England, Great Lakes, and Northern Plains. Now that's the Farmer's Almanac. Too many times, it gives you a nice general prediction, and it seems like it's close if you ever looked at that over the years and so forth. But this is what they put out. Let's see how accurate it's going to be this year, And everything's so subject to change. I mean, the way the temperatures are, we might be calling this Indian summer. Well, if we get into September and it's nice and hot, that'd probably be the exact word. But that's the term that I haven't heard anybody kick around for a long time. And I'm not too sure what the exact definition is anymore, because I can't remember exactly the last time I heard somebody referring this to that, say, hey, this is what's happening and so forth. But otherwise, I'd have to say, oh, I was kindergarten. That's probably the first time I heard it and knew something about it. But anyway, I thought out of my mailbag that was one of the more important things to kick around. That, it's definitely worth something to think about. If you really want to get into it and figure out how do they come up with these predictions and that, well, there's more thought process to that. That Farmer's Almanac has been a very useful thing, and it was something that was... if it wasn't created, it had a lot of influence from Benjamin Franklin. So that's something that's been going on for a long time. And it's a lot better than reading the horoscopes, I do believe, And of course, if you make